Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. We have a developing story here. This is important stuff because this is a rival, okay? And there's a distraction that could maybe disrupt the apple cart in San Antonio. Their broadcaster, Jacob Toby.
So bad. Yeah.
Jacob Toby,
radio play-by-play.
Instagram, he is their play-by-play guy. He's got a picture of him and his girl dancing, and they're laughing and having a good time. And on his Instagram, it says, "This is my girlfriend of 6 years, but I cheated on her with Lauren Waters. So feel free to continue following me if you really think I'm a good guy, because I'm not." So
this broke, by the way, this was like this morning when I'm checking Instagram, I'm getting ready, or not Instagram, but Twitter. I saw this. This broke like at 6 something in the morning.
And mm-hmm. The added spice to all this is that the girl who is he's alleged to be cheating with is the sister of a Spurs player.
Who's the player?
I'm a good guy.
Lindy Waters.
I'm a good guy.
He's a journeyman, played for the Warriors, now plays for the Spurs.
I'm a really good guy.
And I'm a really good guy.
It is alleged.
Do you think he wants Jacob Toby with his sister?
Well, so obviously his girlfriend got a hold of his phone.
That's
and posted.
Or Jacob just wanted to make sure everybody knew he wasn't a good guy.
No. Because on other posts, it was said, hashtag cheater, that he said that about mm-hmm. himself. About himself on multiple posts.
Okay.
So the girlfriend got a hold of it, and then eventually, and then like 15 minutes later, those posts were all being deleted. So he got his phone back after somebody called him, like, "Bro, what's going on? Who's got your phone? What are you talking about? Dude, you haven't seen it?" Somebody said his notifications were blowing up like a saxophone solo. But
he's a musician.
It was. Yeah, so obviously he's like, "What did you do?" And he tried to delete everything, but too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Granado's got it.
What?
You got it, and so now
I'm
we got
not
it.
The problem, okay?
No, I'm just saying. You can delete that as fast as you wanted. We already know. Everyone already knows. That's
oh,
already
man.
A trending topic.
Oh, man. I am looking at photo. You know the photo booths where...
Yeah, they got a picture of the two of them together.
So on his
it was posted by him.
On his account, it is pictures of him kissing the girl who's mentioned in the original post. Posted from his
girlfriend.
Account. No.
Oh, yeah, his other girlfriend.
His other girlfriend.
Like, and
side chick.
The photo what else did he say? It looks like she's going to be my long-term girlfriend.
He said something along the lines
that.
Of, "It looks like I have two girlfriends now." And we can assume that was also his girl who had his account.
"It looks like I have two girlfriends now." Yeah, that's something a guy would say.
I've basically been in a second relationship with her. I guess I think Lauren is my next girlfriend.
Wow, she just laid his ass out.
Man, he shouldn't be posting that stuff.
That's weird, man. You're blowing your spot up.
Yeah, bruh. I mean, you shouldn't be telling everybody all this stuff.
Yeah, that new generation is polyamorous, though.
Yep.
That's what they say. Polyamorous. I learned that word.
We got more breaking news.
Donovan Mitchell has agreed on a 4-year, $273 million maximum contract.
We've been trying to get that.
I guess, bruh.
People have been trying to get the
$68 million a year?
Get that guy out of Cleveland for years, and he keeps just signing extensions. That guy, he's going to be there.
Spider.
And the question now is, who's going to join him?
Spider. Well, and the
LeBrizzle.
I mean,
So they're now in the, we used to think it was Warriors, but there's more and more talk that he's going to go to the Warriors.
What about the, wait a minute.
And then I heard Minnesota.
What about
talk.
That defense? LeBron James Donovan?
Was old.
Who's playing defense?
Well, are we going to get another scenario that James went through a couple off seasons ago where the Cavs said, hey, we promise you opt out, we'll give you money. And they go, you know what? We'd rather have LeBron as our point guard.
Draymond Green.
Goodbye. Goodbye, James. Or is he going to call Kobe Altman a liar too? Because the thought was he opted out to give the Cavs more flexibility so they could get LeBron or other players.
Yeah, but then they get game a crap ton of money.
Bye, James.
Well, what if they say goodbye? Because LeBron wants to come.
If you got LeBron, you can't have James too. You just can't.
Who's better right now at their age, LeBron or Cristiano Ronaldo? Probably about the same,
what?
I would imagine. No, like literally. I'm being legitimate.
On the highest level?
At age 41.
Who's better?
Well, Cristiano Ronaldo can still play at
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, yeah.
If LeBron went over,
is he that washed?
He's playing. I don't know. He plays in Saudi Arabia. I don't know how.
I don't either. I mean, he didn't look terrible playing in the World Cup. He's not the same guy he used to be, and LeBron's not the same guy he used to be, but he's still good.
One, like if LeBron went to Turkey and put up numbers, then we could have a conversation. But I can't compare the two because one went to a really low level league. For the bag.
Aren't the Lakers a low-level team?
But he has to.
What are we?
But he has
We're
to,
the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah, that's what we are. Yeah. We got our ass handed to us.
Lakers may be a low-level team, but they have to play all the other teams in the league. So LeBron's averages, he doesn't play the Lakers to get his averages. He plays the other teams. Ronaldo plays a bunch of bad Saudi Arabian teams to get his numbers. Stop it.
But LeBron just played us.
No.
I mean, that's kind of like playing Turkey. Yeah.
You know he didn't just play the Rockets all year, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, what are we talking about? He didn't just line up against the Rockets 82 times a year. Man,
I tell you what, being a fan of the U.S. men's national team, watching that on the heels, watching the Rockets punk out in the playoffs, and then the Astros are slinking around under 500. I mean, my expectations were lower for them, so it's not as painful. But the Texans really have a lot. They got a lot riding on.
CJ has this, a lot.
Yeah, CJ. This city, I don't put too much pressure on him. I want CJ to be nice and relaxed. He's got a new chest tattoo. Did you see the tattoo?
I saw year one compared to year four.
Yeah, he's kind of he's growing.
What?
As a person. Yeah, he's got some new ink.
A giant chest tattoo.
He's got some new ink.
Man, I would have thought he'd get rid of tats with his new hair.
No, we're going in now.
Don't worry about it.
The
John.
Soft stuff is over.
Well, the haircuts.
He got his natural. He's
the
got
haircut.
The tats are up above the shirt.
You can see it.
The jersey line. Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be different. This is a tough CJ. And
this is prison CJ?
I didn't say all that.
That's
I just said this is tough CJ. This is like keep my name out your mouth CJ. That's what this is going to be.
Yeah. We'll see if I keep my name out your mouth CJ.
Keep my name out your mouth. He'll be keep that same energy.
Okay.
I'm one of them ones. He's ready to say I'm one of them ones.
Well, he said that after year one.
Yeah, but he didn't mean it.
Well, yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
It was clear that he did.
I'm one of them threes.
I'm top five, Biaz.
I'm one of them seven overall.
And I'm not five.
Yeah, but this is a new CJ. And not only is it new CJ, I'm sorry, Texans, but you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, or at least the world of Houston. We've got to have you play really well.
Excuse me.
How many Super Bowls have there been? Do you know the number?
50, like, I don't know, five? What is it? What are we up to? 54?
Of all the Super Bowl champion quarterbacks, whether they were big contributors or they were along for the ride, how many do you think had full chest tattoos?
Oh, Super Bowl quarterbacks? Ooh, man. I'm going to make the over-under 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say under is minus 350.
Who would you guess would have one?
Jalen Hurts doesn't strike me as a chest tattoo guy.
He has them, but maybe not a chest.
Really?
Tattoo.
Okay.
No, he has tattoos. I don't know.
I don't think Josh Allen. Josh Allen's never won anything. Colin Kaepernick didn't win. You said winning Super Bowl
quarterbacks
winning or just competing?
Winning.
Winning.
You think Tom Brady's got like a Spartan on his
no.
or something like that?
No.
No. Peyton Manning?
No.
I doubt it.
Jalen Hurts has tattoos, but no chest tattoo.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Not a chance.
Christ does not want him getting a tattoo on his chest.
He might have a giant cross. You don't know.
He could have a giant cross.
Matthew Stafford, no.
No. Yeah. Russell has taken photos with his shirt off, and there are no chest tattoos.
Aaron Rodgers.
Get out of here, John. Cut it out.
I could see him with a tattoo, but maybe on – I could see him maybe with one on his
– an ankle.
I could see one with him on his chest, like on his pec, kind of. I could see
him. Aaron Rodgers has them on his arm.
Okay, I could see him as a tattoo.
Drew Brees,
no tattoos.
Ben Roethlisberger, that's who.
I'm telling you,
no chance he has chest tattoo. Not back.
I'm not saying
no. There's never been a chest tattoo.
I'm not saying a chest tattoo precludes you from winning one. I just never seen it happen before.
It will be the first.
It will be the first.
It'll be the first.
So we can talk about the haircut as evidence that he's going to be serious about winning now. He's stupidly locked in or whatever. The chest tattoo says he's got a lot to overcome.
Oh, my God. Well, Lamar Jackson's got a massive chest tattoo.
Yes, but he never.
He can't even win in a playoff. He's U.S. men's national team. He's Pulisic Jackson.
No, Pulisic wishes.
Wait a minute. How far does Lamar go?
He's been to an AFC title game.
Who did he play?
He lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, remember okay. they beat the Titans. Okay.
He's got a massive tattoo that says family.
So
like massive.
Hasn't been or won one yet. I'm just saying.
Well, oh but CJ is
and
is,
it says Truzz.
Trailing a blazing a trail.
Big Truzz.
Blazing a trail for tattoo chest guys.
He's got to do it first. He ain't done it yet.
That's right, but that's what he's doing.
Should I bake that into my Texans prediction this year? Quarterback has chest tattoo?
Your choice. I mean, Lamar's won a lot of divisions.
Yeah, so does CJ.
Yeah. 9-7 is not the bar, Brian. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. AFC South champs, Brian. Doesn't matter.
So I think
doesn't matter. Playoffs, Brian. Playoff wins, Brian. Doesn't matter.
So I think any NFL analyst, when they talk about the Texans, needs to take this into account. When you predict the Texans to win a Super Bowl, take into account a quarterback with a chest tattoo has never won a Super Bowl.
Well, that is something that we're not seeing a lot of people talk about that.
You don't take that into account.
Why not? We take everything else into account.
You take into account his playoff performances.
Analytically speaking, there's never been one to win a championship.
If we're talking about his hair, which I think is stupid, let's talk about the chest tattoo.
Well, the hair makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It's dumb.
It's about an image he's trying to cultivate.
Pat Mahomes had that dumb haircut for years and won a couple Super Bowls. Once he got more traditional, he ain't winning Super Bowls. He ain't winning Super Bowls. He had a faux hawk. Cut it out.
Yeah, but a lot of the kids now have Mahomes's. Well, like, their hair looks a lot like Mahomes used to look.
They call it the Rayola.
It wasn't DeBrat.
What is it?
They call it the Rayola.
It's not the Rayola.
How many Super Bowl winning quarterbacks had braids? Take that into account.
What is
Joe Flacco didn't. That no, I remember.
I don't remember
did
that.
Did Flacco used to have braids? I don't think Flacco had braids.
Jalen Hurts had braids in college.
Yeah.
He
went clean.
But never.
No, there's been a. We have
or
had
dreads.
No braids.
He might have dreads in
no braids.
We've had
no braids. So he got rid of it. Boom.
But
that overcomes the chest tattoo.
Nope. Nope. It does not.
From a number standpoint, because he's not wrong, Dell.
It's not as if he was on the verge of winning a Super Bowl and then just
he
cut
was
his
right there.
He could have
if only
easily
he
gotten
play
past
like crap.
He could have gotten past New England had he just handed it off every time.
If only he wasn't a victim of his own devices.
Who had more turnovers, Pulisic or CJ?
Ooh.
It's pretty close.
It's close.
It's pretty close.
It's really embarrassingly close.
Well, CJ recovered some of his turnover, potential turnovers when the drop snaps. He recovered some of those. So Pulisic, he wins. Because CJ actually got back on the ball.
Well, no. Pulisic had 11.
Yeah, and CJ didn't fumble. He didn't lose five fumbles.
No, well, Pulisic wins on turn. Well, actually, CJ wins because he had fewer.
Yeah, he had fewer. Pulisic definitely had more. But too close for us.
Too close to call.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
We got a break. We got to talk about H&P. We got to talk about how good they are for your business. I'm a big fan. There was another one. We just had another one of their clients came in studio, did a commercial for them. I'm telling you, to go out of your way, you've got a business. H&P now is part of your business. H&P is partnering with you. H&P is helping you be as good as you can possibly be with your payroll, your HR, your taxes, with your all of your 401ks and your insurance and all that stuff behind the scenes that you don't know, that you're really not good at because that's not your business, okay? But to go out of your way to go endorse them at the radio station. Yes, I'd love to talk about H&P because I believe in them and I believe in what they're doing for us, and it's just better. We're just better because we've got H&P. And that's what, I forget which, a new company that just came in, which I just heard it the other day, the new commercial. And I'm like, that is, I mean, how many businesses do you get where people are endorsing them? Their clients are endorsing them over and over and over and over and over again because they're so good and they believe in what H&P is doing for them. You will believe that too. I trust me. Okay, let them come and give you an absolutely free evaluation of the way you're doing business and the way that they can help you. Okay, it doesn't cost you a dime. Why would you not do this? See if you can be better. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525. You're not good at HR or payroll. Let H&P do what they do. You do what you do. HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Our girl, Melly Blanco, I said, hey, good luck to Columbia the other day. And she said, good luck to you. She goes, where are you watching a Columbia match? And I'm like, I don't know, house. And she said, you should come to this spot where all the Colombians are. So I'm like, what? Well, maybe I will make that trip to Vita Garden, and we'll see what happens.
Where is it? A lot of Colombianas.
No, I don't think I don't think they have to worry or I have to worry. They're going to be like, what's this whitey doing here?
Gringo.
What's this old gringo doing here?
Who's more worried about Lance being at the...
Nobody. Nobody. And I can't drink still. Can't even have, that's why I wanted to call my boy HQ, who John knows, who's Colombian, and go to. But if you go anywhere with him, I'm taking medicine for this bacterial infection I had, and so it's long. I got to take two medicines for 10 days.
I threw down a bunch of Coors Lights last night.
I did that too on the last day I was taking my medicine, and that's when the viral infection developed, and now I'm on 10 more days of two different antibiotics, and the doctor specifically said, do not drink this time. Like, you weren't supposed to last time. I'm like, yeah, but on the last day, you should
listen to a doctor like he knows.
So I pulled up the Vita Garden Instagram, and I'm not sure all of these women are Mexican or Colombian, but I don't care.
It ain't no punk. I can tell you
they're all wearing the women who work there are all in Colombian garb for the day of one game, and then they switch to Mexican garb for Mexico.
It's
game.
Where you want to be. I mean,
Vita Garden.
Good Lord, look
Vita
at the Mexican.
Garden.
I don't see any
pictures. It now. Oh, Vita. You need to go to Instagram.
On Instagram.
You need to go Instagram, friend.
I don't know what you're looking at, but I can.
I see the whole staff dressed in Colombian gear.
Yeah, and then you know, on a U.S. day, they will wear their U.S. stuff. It is like a, how do I describe it? A Latin American Hooters, as far as
or
Bombshells?
Bombshells, or what's the other one?
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what Dell's getting at.
And then the women there will dress
for
the
occasion.
And then
they're wearing Mexico, yeah. Did they wear U.S.
Okay.
Oh, I see Melissa featured on the website, on their Instagram.
Oh, there she is, yeah.
She's doing a little reel for them.
Tenemos una cita mañana desde muy temprano en Vita Garden HTX. Que si va a ser
our friend
calor.
Melissa.
$1 Wednesdays? Holy cow.
Oño.
No, you shouldn't
say that. You can't
say
that word.
It depends on which country. You can say no. You don't have to beep that out.
I did.
You can say
do.
Yo.
Don't
no,
say that. Don't say that. Stop.
I swear to God.
Stop.
You can.
No, it's, no,
you
can't. You
shouldn't say that. Just because it's in Spanish, there are enough people who know what it means.
Yep.
You've done this before, by the way. And John has said, you shouldn't say that.
But if you say something's muy chingon, that means it's badass.
Well, then say that then.
All right. Then that place looks muy chingon on game day for a Colombian match.
Yeah.
I said, I got invited to go to the Colombian match. He goes, oh, you should go.
I
just left it there.
I just looked up what he was saying. And what's wrong with you?
What? It depends on the country.
Stop it. No, all these countries, Caribbean, Venezuela, Spain, all bad. All of it bad. Vulgar, in fact, is what it's described as.
A highly privileged, upper-class lifestyle. in the Philippines are distinct English Tagalog code-switching dialect characterized by excessive use of like. Now, it says it's versatile and sometimes vulgar, akin to damn or a different word.
Yeah, different
But
words.
I meant it like damn.
Who would know? You're not even supposed to be speaking
yo,
Spanish.
But you can
That's
say
what
yo.
I've been told.
You can say yo.
You should stop speaking Spanish. I was told that.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Who were you
too.
Told that by?
By that guy who doesn't want you speaking Spanish.
Stop saying your two R's with grr. Stop saying churro. And wow. call it what it is. Churro.
It's not a churro. It's a churro.
Well, now you just made the list, buddy. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. But
he's saying
time
double
in Barcelona, so he's allowed.
Yeah, but that's not Castellon. But that's when John talks like this. That's when you know he spent time in Spain. Hi, guys. It's me, John Guadalajara.
You think this... Well, I'm sure it's fine there, but you think a person from that area of Spain, if they come over here, they just got to get a weird look, right? Like, oh, there's a misconception for that guy like, if he comes over here, right?
I feel like you got to watch
John,
the outside.
John, when you went over there and that affectation was heard, did you have some thoughts about the population?
When they said Barcelona?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have some thoughts?
I did. And when I speak to Mexican people and I say, I went to University of Barcelona, they're like,
Nope.
Okay.
That's not going to work for me.
Yeah. Wow. Just say Barcelona over here, buddy.
You're not muy chingon.
No.
If you talk like that.
You're not muy chingon when you talk like that, no.
You're not at all.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. So I think this is an outdoor soccer. So, yeah, I'm not going to be watching anything outdoors. That's an I'm out.
Too humid?
Yeah, I'm not going to be watching
And it's going to be packed.
It's going to be packed. It's going to be outdoors.
A lot
and it's
of,
a three,
you know, females sweating all over the place.
Dudes and bros. Yeah. Don't think that there's not bros going for that. And it's going to be a 3 o'clock match. No. But I think the dew point's low today. Let me check. I got in a big dew point war on Twitter the other day with some dork who's like, you called it degrees. It's degrees. I hate when people do that. I'm like, you know what I meant, dummy. The dew point's high. I take measurements from dew point barometers or something. Like, I don't care.
Shut up, you dummy.
Shut up, you Dumbo. Shut up, you stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy. It's only 86 right now. Feels like 95.
Percentage?
No, temperature. High today is 34. 39% chance of rain at 3. I don't know, man. Maybe I'll go see it. Maybe I'll see if it's chingon out there.
Is the World Cup over for most of America?
Yes.
Well, I think there are plenty of Americans... Who
for greater than 50%, Dell.
I would say plenty of Americans will watch the World Cup.
The three of us are going to.
Without any affiliation with the U.S.
Yeah, but will 50% over 50? Remember now, the TV ratings are probably close
will
to.
Definitely go down.
It was
viewership goes way down.
And but, Mexico's out too.
But I think the stars are around and people who watch the sport anyway at least have the stars, and you get to see Messi at
There's
11
There's some people
today.
Who got hooked on Erling Haaland or got hooked on. Yeah,
and
I can
Mbappe
see.
Mbappe is still here.
It'll help.
The English, love them or hate them, are still around, so people will want to watch that.
Can you imagine if the U.S. and Mexico had eliminated and Paraguay had been and Cape Verde had beaten Argentina? It's all fun and games until they advance.
Yeah, Fox would
And then
have
you're dealing with, oh, my
problem.
God. Paraguay beat France and Cape Verde beat Argentina. Oh, my God. We're going to go in a toilet with these ratings.
Right.
But Fox has an opportunity to have a final that features Mbappe versus Messi again, or maybe the English make it, Haaland still in there.
Oh, it's good. It's a good crew right now.
Yeah, so for...
You don't want Switzerland going past.
No, they're actually an entertaining soccer nation, but yeah, you don't want them in it.
Colombia?
They don't play an entertaining style. No, I'd rather have Switzerland
Spain
win.
Doesn't. It's going to be... Yeah.
Spain is, I don't know what Spain is akin to. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, just play defense. I don't know what you would compare Spain to.
They're technically sound, very talented, but it feels like it's all based off of trying to pass you to death.
Don't take a lot of death by a thousand passes, as Ian Dart called it.
Yeah.
Right.
They used to play death by a thousand passes, but then they made changes.
It's a bunch of bubble screens.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, it's like a...
It's quick game. It's a lot of quick game.
It's Leach with those pop gun arm quarterbacks at Tech.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's Josh Heupel ball when he's a quarterback.
Well, they were a lot more exciting than Spain.
Yeah, because they're playing...
I mean, they get vertical,
They're playing Big 12 defenses.
They get vertical.
How exciting were they when they played a real defense?
Taking all the time off the clock. It's like Spain's taking everything down to 2 seconds on the play clock where they snap.
They're the army of soccer?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know that. I'm having a hard time coming up with a...
Are they
with
Iowa?
A comparison. Well, so Solis told me the other day, he said... He said Paraguay. When Paraguay played France, he said this is like playing Iowa in football, playing against Paraguay. It's like you're playing Iowa. They make it messy.
Drag you down.
You don't play your best football against Iowa. It's close. It's like hard to watch. You know, like Iowa football.
You just want to survive it and win, get out of there.
Yeah, just get out of there if you're
Ohio State. Like, how do we end up in this 17-13 game?
And you look up as an Ohio State fan, it's 14-10 halfway through the third quarter. Like, how the hell did we get here? And that's just Iowa football. That's why Paraguay tried to do it and almost pulled it off. I think, yeah, you guys, the viewership is going to go down. But I think there's been enough, particularly if Messi is going to make another final, people will watch.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I wonder how far the numbers will fall, though.
Well, hey, remember, we watched France and Argentina in the final on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It was early Sunday morning.
And we were rewarded.
And that was a really, really good. And I think there was some viewership to it. If it's going to be on primetime in America, if it's a nice matchup like that. If it's messy, wait a minute, can Argentina play France?
Yes, they can play each other in the final. They're on the different side of the bracket. Yeah. England is in the way if they beat Norway. So Argentina would have to go through Egypt today. They would maybe get their South American rival in Colombia. Colombia plays Switzerland. But I think if Fox has their dream set up, they would get Argentina versus England in one semifinal. And then they would get France versus Spain in the other one.
Was it from when France won? Did they beat Argentina?
No, they beat Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made another final, and Argentina beat them. So we got a shot for Messi to go through the English, which has some historical reference.
It's not bad if England gets through. It's actually not bad. That's going to...
Yeah, or England in the final versus France.
They'll get rolled.
I mean, just the history of those
slow
two
ass England.
But even just to have England in a final, if they beat Messi to get to a final,
historically, that'd be a big deal.
Yeah, and then France is trying to win their second in three times in a third straight final.
So many people saw that Mexico England game for whatever reason. Everyone I talked to saw it. I was asking Alonso. I said, "Did you watch it?" He goes, "Yeah, stayed up and watched the whole thing." I was like, "Really?" I mean, I was just surprised. Alonzo Highsmith stayed up and watched Mexico-England. He's like, yeah, I saw the whole thing. It was incredible.
It was great. Argentina. Algeria. They played Algeria, Austria, Jordan, Cape Verde, and now Egypt.
And then when they had to step up against Cape Verde, they almost got their bleep rocked.
Yeah.
They weren't
been about as easy a road to.
You're going to say that.
Okay. Well, y'all took the other one away. Well, so Chingon is going to be my thing now.
Yeah, but to John's point, Argentina, as the defending champ, has had a pretty easy road. But they will have to play some. If they beat Egypt and Colombia,
it's coming.
They're going to get dragged into the muck. Like,
you better have to play somebody to win a World Cup.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. But it has been a friendly little move. Yeah,
Colombia ain't the Colombia of old, though.
Yeah, but they'll drag them into the mud, like not to the level of Paraguay did to France. But that's a giant rivalry in South America. If Argentina and Colombia are playing each other for a chance at a semifinal, if we remember back to the last time we focused on them, do you remember the people crawling into the vents at the Copa America final?
No. Oh,
yeah. That was Argentina-Colombia. So I don't know if it'll be...
Didn't the stadium collapse?
No, it was in Miami. The stadium is fine.
Oh, it's when they bum-rushed everything.
But they bum-rushed it.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, they can't stop all of us.
Yeah.
And people were sitting in seats they had no tickets for.
So we could have
tickets. I'd be mad pissed off.
It was like a Travis Scott concert.
It was. Only that was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know that. Hopefully, we had that type of. It won't be in Miami. It will be set for Atlanta, but
Atlanta's not playing that.
That's the semi. Yeah, that would be the.
Don't run up on Atlanta like that. That's not.
Actually, take it back. It'd be in Kansas City if they played each other, so it wouldn't be as crazy. But I think people will watch because we still got some stars. But yeah, the U.S. being out.
Hey, don't sleep on Switzerland.
I think they're pretty good. I think they can beat Colombia.
The soccer intelligentsia believes that Colombia is going to have their hands full with Switzerland.
But no. Just
I just think it makes the most sense for us as American men that Colombia move on. Although, no. Yeah, this isn't Sweden.
Hold on.
Switzerland. Yeah.
If you're a single American man, wouldn't you want Colombia to lose to comfort some people?
No. That can happen later.
Yeah, no, but you've got a target. That you can aim
target.
At. Yeah. Vita Garden. You can aim at Vita Garden.
You already know the game. The game is happening already. You're
but if
aware.
Colombia's out,
if they
won't be anymore.
And you make a new friend.
But if you go there for this game.
You got to make a new friend. You need them to win. So you're like, yay, you're part of the crew. You're like, yay, let me buy shots
depends
for
depends on how quick you move.
Yeah, but then you want them to the lose game. Down the road or win.
You could be at the game. You can be at Vita Garden today.
Well, but you want more opportunities.
Yeah, you can't have just one and done. Hey,
listen, if you're gonna be a Spurs broadcaster, you need more than one opportunity.
Or you just got like that. You don't need more than one. I know a couple people who would say, "I just need one shot."
Going in cold to a bed full of Colombians is just a hot spot full of Colombians. I don't think you got it that's going to take a lot.
I don't say I'm not saying a lot, I have it. I just,
especially if you're not Spanish speaking, good luck.
I just think some guys would say just give me one shot.
Well, yeah.
Just let me know where the party is.
The ball is tipped.
I mean, there may be a certain gentleman with the initials K and J who might say, "Hey, just let me know where the party is."
Yeah. Think. Yeah. Sometimes you need more. You know what? Six shooter. Or...
yeah, you got it. You're going to have
to. Maybe you're a sniper.
Nah, no, you're going to have to. You need more than one game. You need one more than one game.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
some guys are snipers.
It makes it easier if you have more than one game.
Don't you look a little desperate if you just showing up at Vita Garden for Colombia?
No, you look like you're a Colombian fan.
You're just an opportunist.
I'm going to tell you, people can see through, you're just a Colombian fan. You, gringo, you're just a Colombian fan. Get out of here.
I've always been a Colombian fan.
Yep. Sure.
I have. All the great Carlos Valderrama.
Are you an M&J fan?
Hamas?
Are you an M&J fan, Lance?
I am. I am a fan of M&J Electrical Supply. I'm a fan of Jeremy Coker, who is the owner. When I speak for products, it needs to be something, and it needs to be someone I really believe in, because I'm putting my name on something. And I met with them, and we met over at M&J Electrical Supply, and I was the first thing that popped up is like, man, I like this guy a lot. I like the way he's a family guy, but we believe in a lot of the same things. And then it translates into how he runs his business. And what they do is they buy, they sell, and they remove old electrical equipment. I'm talking circuit breakers, transformers, disconnects, panels, switch gear, and much, much more. If you're an electrical contractor, a general contractor, maintenance engineer, project manager, construction or demolition guy, or you know those people, this is who I'm talking to, because what they can do is come in and let's say you're doing a new project. You got all the old electrical equipment you have to get out of there. Maybe it's a demolition. You got to get it out. If you have it expertly removed by M&J Electrical Supply, they'll take it out. They refurbish some of it and they can resell it with a 1-year warranty. But the thing that is good for you is that they'll pay you good money for that old electrical equipment instead of just getting scrapyard prices. You're actually making a profit, making money as part of your project. And that's something that they can do for you. I did mention they've got all brand new parts. They've got refurbished parts. You've got it 365, 24/7. They can find what you need. So you cut down on that lag time, the downtime, and you're more efficient, making more money if you're one of those contractors. It's my good friends over at M&J Electrical Supply. Give them a call at 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay. Do you think... Okay, first of all, if you get bitten by a swarm of bats, how much do you think it'll cost, rabies shots would cost you?
By a swarm of bats?
Yeah. Well, so a California pilot was staying at the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel August 29th. He was in work for training. He woke up and there were bats flying around his room. So he called security, he notified the maintenance staff. They removed the bats, but they didn't offer to relocate them. First of all, if you're in a room with bats, I want a new room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So apparently there was a hole in the air conditioning unit where the bats were flying into his room. A whole swarm came in and bit him. This is poor service, I think, by this hotel, I think.
I hate the phrase swarm of bats.
I don't know why. How did bats get in here? I'm not just going to go, okay, we got the bats out, go to bed.
How much
no.
did it cost?
How much do rabies shots cost?
Do you have an answer for this, or are you just asking? I'm guessing, does he have insurance? What's his deductible?
I don't know that.
Is it $5,000 individual, $10,000 family?
What do you think it costs for rabies
shots? I mean, probably, you know, the medical companies, they're like the contractors for the Pentagon. Everything probably costs 20 times what it usually costs. I'm going to say $17,000.
$100,000.
Yeah, it makes sense.
$100,000.
Probably costs about $300 to make, charge you $100,000. That makes sense. That's our insurance. Yeah, that sounds like what our insurance would charge.
That does. Yep. That's why insurance is as high
Well, that's why you got to have insurance, because actually, if he had insurance, you get that down. You hit.
He might not have insurance, but
he's going to die of bat bites.
Oh my God! So
he ain't got $100,000.
There is a shot of his foot, and he's got two little bat bites in his foot.
Yep.
All right, next to each. But he has hair on his foot and legs. That it looks like he may turn into some kind of superhero or villain.
What do you mean, like Lord of the Rings hair?
Yeah, he looks like a hobbit.
Yeah.
And he was bitten by a bat. Do you think that at some point he could be
have a superpower?
A Batman.
I think it's more likely he dies, but we'll see. Maybe it goes the other way.
Man-Bat.
Man-Bat.
Easy, you could end up getting sued. You keep calling people Batman without Marvel's permission.
Man, Bat. Well, that's DC. Get it straight.
Whatever.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
DC, you don't know. Marvel, it's all the same to me.
Yeah, right. Okay, now not only are we getting attacked by bats, apparently right now in the U.S., this just came out yesterday, shark attacks in U.S. waters are already nearing double figures, even though summer just kicked off. There are more shark attacks right now. We are heading toward, and last year we had a boatload, and we're heading toward more this year. Do you think sharks are now the leading cause of death in the ocean?
So this is news of the weird?
Yeah. Yeah. No, why are sharks now attacking everybody?
We're a segment.
Well, how about this?
Yeah. You still have Dell actually wasn't even he had it set up to where we'd take another break, right?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, oh, check. I didn't think that.
Yeah. We had a break before News of the Weird.
Oh. Yeah. This is News of the Weird. How about this? A New Jersey fire rescue ship was sunk by a whale. Why are all of these fish attacking us now?
You know what? They're probably well within their rights.
Do you think there are aliens in the water that are prompting these fish?
Nah, I think we have done enough to them to suggest maybe they should fight back. Like, honestly, at some point, why wouldn't we expect for them to fight back?
What fight?
We are in their habitats, in their territory. We dump stuff. We eat. We take. I'm not surprised at some point. that they fight back. That's why Whale Fall is something I believe. That movie that's coming out where a diver gets swallowed by a whale, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
You think that we should be
afraid.
Afraid, but more often.
I think a deterrent. If whales really want to deter us from doing things, swallow a diver every now and again. You talk about sharks. What if you knew that whales swallow divers 8 times a year?
I ain't diving no more.
Or they sunk a ship 4 times a year.
Those numbers are too high.
Yeah. Think about it. If we knew that a tanker got sunk by a pod of whales 4 or 5 times a year, think about how
an anomaly is one thing.
Yeah, but if it's just
multiple occurrences makes you
think. If killer whales stop hunting seals and started attacking ships, I mean, it is a deterrent from being in their waters. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of being in waters, you don't want to be in waters where this 19-year-old was. He has admitted to deliberately defecating in a public pool.
Who?
On 18 times. Do you think that they should have been able to catch him after 17?
It depends. Is he doing it all in the same pool?
I think it is. The pool is a community-run charity separate from Newcastle. Yep, same pool. 18 times. I would think that if you were some kind of investigator, you could have stopped
him. Who's investigating pool dumpers?
Well, if there's poo in the pool,
you just assume it's some 4-year-old who does it. No one thinks to themselves, some grown.
Not if the same guy is there every time.
You can't trust the lifeguards at the pools. They're not really checking. They're just there to cash. Like teenagers. You think teenagers care?
After 2 or 3 times, no, you have to tell everybody, hey, let's look out for the pooer.
Teenagers don't even take that step. Like, hey, the next guy, hey, I don't close. That poo could sit in that pool. I'm not closing tonight. Let the other person clean it up. It ain't got nothing to do with me. And then they're not telling, hey, watch out for that guy. He poos. There's no conversations. I'm checking out. Oh, there's a pool over there? Sorry, I got to go. You clean it up. Can't trust a teenager.
If I've got to clean it up 17 times, I'm finding out who did it.
The shifts change. It's not. And does he?
The shifts change.
Like, how are they? Is he doing it over a course of 6
on
months,
the bulletin board, the lifeguard bulletin board? It says, "Look out for pooer."
Clearly not. I think
just say everyone out and then run with a big toaster that is plugged into an extension cord and threaten to drop it in a pool.
Okay, that's murder. Whatever you think is going on, I'm clearly right because he's got away with it 17 times. There's no conversation about the poo guy. No one cares.
Well, we need better
leadership.
There's got to
be conversation about leadership. If he's HOA, then he's not in a strong HOA.
I'm just telling you, the lifeguards at that pool, they're not. They don't.
You're
care.
A tattletale HOA snitch. You know. You're the undercover HOA guy rocking around the neighborhood.
It's been 2 days, and all you do is lie. It's been 2 days of this.
Started more. It is happening more often.
Started this on yesterday, and it continues. I have a community pool, which I'll never go to because I'm afraid of, you know, public pools and poo and pee. Those lifeguards, I've been in that community for over a decade now. Those lifeguards, they're like high school kids. They don't care about nothing. Give me my shift and let me get out of here. That's why that guy gets away with it.
Well, okay. When you were a carny, if you had to clean up poo 17 times, you'd have said, listen, I'm going to find out who's doing this.
Well,
yeah, for sure.
You had one dog poo in your yard.
You're out for revenge. You keep fighting back on this. The example is right in front of your face.
You're like,
people don't care enough.
You're like Creasy and Man on Fire. You're ready to stick something up someone's butt and explode it.
Once again, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Do you remember Creasy, what he did on Man on Fire? Man on Fire, Denzel?
What does that have to do with
that? Not new Man on Fire, old Man on Fire.
I'm not fighting Mexican cartels. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well,
my point is being proven by your example. You keep fighting back. Clearly, no one cares enough. And that's just how it is. 18 times. It's clear that no one cares.
Well, they're incompetent. I can tell you that much.
Either way.
Like I said, a really piss poor HOA. This is a public pool where no one cares.
Nobody
cares. If it were an HOA, there'd be some sternly worded letters being sent out.
Oh, no. I'd put up on the bulletin board, if you don't find the pooer, you're fired. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody poos in here again, you're all fired.
And if you see
this
him,
is
bum
poor life saving. That's what we're doing here.
And you know what those lifeguards say? I'm not paid to clean. to check on poo guys.
They are going to say that.
You don't get no coke.
And they'll say, at $12 an hour,
yeah, it's not my job to clean that up. It's not my job to track them. Not my job to deter them. Stop it. Pay me more.
Well, we ain't solving that problem ever.
Yeah, well, looks like we're going to poo in the tour. We're going to poo in the pool for a long time because we ain't going higher than $12 an hour.
Yep. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes are next. Or are they? No one knows.
No, yeah,
they are.
He's sitting right here.
They are.
Mapesy, what up?
You act like he doesn't work.
Just saying. I mean, a little.
I mean, if we're Mapes, just going by.
I need Mapes on the show. That's all I'm saying.
If we're just going by the summer, one guy's worked more than the other. And
it's the summer of Mapes.
If we're just going by recent work habits, he's worked more than you.
Can't be true.
It is
that
true.
That is so untrue.
He has had several tournaments.
Yes.
I got one next week,
too. He's got
one coming up. I know. Are you off?
Yep.
You might want to tell us that. Tell us a day.
I did tell you.
When? Did you send a text to anybody?
Well, yeah, I probably did.
You didn't.
He didn't.
You didn't.
No, he didn't.
It's on. Oh, Joe George put it out, okay? It just read. Once in a while, read what Joe, all that work he's doing.
Are you telling us to read a Joe George email? When's the last time you did that?
I've never done that.
That's what I thought.
Never.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, Joe knows. Okay? So listen to Joe. That's all I got to say.
Tell us.
All right.
The ones that actually affects.
We're done. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody, without the U.S. plan.
Bye, bitch.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Brought to you by the Capital One Saver card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver card. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.